I'm Bob Boylan with a Plus One podcast from All Songs Considered. Are you sick and tired of going to shows and people around you just talking, or like Robin Hilton, sick of people holding up their phones? Are you looking for something more intimate, something different? Have you ever heard of Sofar Sounds, S-O-F-A-R, Sofar Sounds? And it's a series mostly of house concerts that happen all over the country. It started in London. And on this edition of All Songs Considered, I have one of the founders of Sofar Sounds to tell you how it works, how you can wind up going to a most remarkable concert, and even how you can host your own house concert. With me is Rafe Offer, as I said, one of the founding members of Sofar Sounds. And he started the series when he was at a concert that was loud, but mostly loud because of the people around him.
Sofar Sounds started at a moment in time when I was at a gig in London with two friends trying to listen to a band called the Friendly Fires. And they're a loud band. And yet it was hard to hear them because everybody was talking. And the bar was open, and you could hear the clanging of bottles in the background. And yes, there were phones there, but it was the combination of things where there was such a lack of focus or respect for what was going up on stage. Myself and my two friends kind of thought, this is not okay. We've got to do something about this.
Why do you think people don't pay attention? I mean, right? What's the deal? I mean, I get it for some with opening acts. I assume that this band was not an opening act. This was a headline act.
Correct.
Yeah.
Just taking a step back about culture, people are quiet at almost every other form of cultural event. You go to a movie, people aren't talking, and if they would be, that wouldn't be a good thing. Some types of music, classical opera, even going to an art gallery, it's very quiet and hushed. But somehow music became background noise, even at a gig that you pay good money for. And so my feeling is that the ubiquity of music in our society has led to it becoming something that's always there and hence always background noise.
And so the movement toward a solution, what was the idea? We've got to solve this. And you said that to who? Who are the other people involved here?
Two other guys, Rocky Start and David Alexander.
And this was in London?
Yes.
Where you saw the show. You're obviously not a Londoner.
No, I'm not British.
Yeah.
I'm from Chicago, but I lived there for a while. And the other two were from the UK. Well, Dave's from Belfast, and Rocky's from London. And our idea was not new. People have been having concerts in houses for centuries. But at that moment in time, it was new to us that we needed to go somewhere where we could control the environment. And a house is the most wonderfully cozy place in the world. And we just said, let's get out of here and go to your house.
So what was the first thing? What did you try?
David, at the time, was a musician. And he was talking that night when we had that idea about how soul-destroying it is for him, a young up-and-coming musician, to be on stage himself, like that band was, and have so many people not really listening. And so we went to his house.
And through a concert with friends?
Yeah, there are eight people there. We told everyone to please be quiet, or in more forceful terms than that. He played five songs, and we brought drinks, but didn't drink while he was performing. And it was so quiet, you could hear his big old grandfather clock ticking in the background. And we're like, this is so different. It's magical. This is the way it should be. Silent, or at least focused.
Yeah, focused is right, because people like to sing along. You're not objecting.
Oh, that's great.
That's part of the focus. You're paying attention. Do you think, though, in some level, that bands should earn the respect of their audience? That I'm torn between this, because I'm with you on one level. It drives me crazy when people are behind me talking, especially for something that is exciting to me. On the other hand, I see musicians come out on stage and expect it. And I'm not sure, especially opening acts, if expecting is deserved.
That's a very fair point, and I think we could probably debate this for a while. I at least want to encourage people to give them the time to win them over.
Yeah.
And what's happened now is they're immediately assuming that they can talk and do other things and gab about work or what have you.
Mm-hmm.
So the way So Far Sounds works is it's a secret gig, often in people's houses or other intimate spaces.
So you sign up to So Far Sounds somehow to become a member in your area. So start with that. How do they do that?
Sure. So it's sofarsounds.com, like so far, so good. And you go to sofarsounds.com and you sign up. It takes maybe 10 seconds. And you put in the city that you're from. And then you hear about gigs in that particular city. We started in London. It's now expanded to, last count, 262 cities.
Wow.
So you, if you're in any of those cities, then you'll see the name of your city. There's at least one gig a month in the majority of those cities, and some there are way more. If someone's listening who's in a city where we're not, give us a call, get in touch through the website. We'd love to start in your city. But what is a So Far Sounds? It's a short set by 3 to 4 acts over the course of an evening, bands, any type of genre. It's secret. You don't know what you're going to get.
I think that might be my favorite part. Well, okay, I love it. Everything about it, but the secret part is so exciting as an audience person to not know what's about to unfold.
And we can throw anything at you. You don't know who's going to be there. You don't know if it's somebody who is your next new favorite band,
the National, or someone you don't know at all.
Yes, or Bastille, Hozier, who James Bay, who've all played, and then some, but not when they were famous, when they were less known. And so, yeah, that discovery is pretty exciting. But you can get a beatboxer, a quartet, and, as you said, a well-known act.
And the point of not telling people, like, why that? And was that always a part of what you do?
Always a part of what we do. And everyone always asked, hey, who's on? Who's on the bill? We're not going to tell you. Well, what if I don't like it? Trust us. Come once. What do you have to lose? And for years, we just passed a hat. Learned that from Bob Dylan in Greenwich Village. You know, you just pass a hat and hopefully take in enough money to make it work. But the point of not announcing is because we believe that all music is basically equal. We don't believe in headliners. And we don't want you to come for a band and maybe not listen, go smoke a cigarette, whatever, for the other bands.
Mm-hmm.
Or frankly, be rude.
Yeah.
And so it started just by saying that if everyone goes is going to be surprised, you're not going to hear the headliner or the first act or what have you. And that gives every act an equal playing field. It's also a bit of fun.
Yeah. I think what happens is there's no judgment ahead of time. And so no matter what you like, you are there with an attentive bunch of people, a curious bunch of people by the selection process and how you do things, an adventurous bunch of people because of the way you do things. And so you wind up with everybody paying much more attention. It's self-selecting in what you do, and that's why I like it. One of the ones I went to recently was in D.C. It wasn't a house concert, but it was a Krieger Museum. It was like a really special space. I mean, there were, I think they pulled Picasso's down from the wall before the bands played. I mean, this is quite a remarkable space. And there's an upside and downside to this. Let's talk. The upside is that it feels magical. I mean, absolutely magical. The downside to both house concerts and places that are not musical venues is that it actually takes a right kind of electronics, you know, to project the sound into a room. So when you have something like the Krieger, it can't just be any sort of PA. Somebody needs to know what the heck they're doing. Same with the house concert. If you're not all acoustic, if you have musicians that do electronic bass stuff or depend on vocal effects or things like that. So how, with so many concerts and so many different venues, how are you as an audience person kind of, maybe guarantees a too strong a word, but know that the quality of things is going to live up to standard or expectation?
It's a great point, and it was difficult at first, but experience helps. And next month we'll do, you know, nearly 350 of these, and you know, you learn.
Yeah.
And as you said, stripped back or acoustic does sound pretty good in a small space.
Yeah.
No matter where. And the museum that you went to is exciting, But for the most part, there are smaller spaces.
Right.
And it could be on your street, or it could be your house. Let us know if you want to have one.
So if I wanted to host a So Far Sounds show, or let's just say somebody in a city where it doesn't exist, or does, what do you tell me as a host to do? Like, are there guidelines that I get if I then become things I agreed to doing? Where does the money go? How does the split work? All that sort of real nuts and boltsy stuff.
So anyone, to reiterate what you said, anyone can be a host anywhere in the world. Just get in touch and we'll talk. But you have to do nothing. We come, we look at your space beforehand, and there just has to be some space in the living room for ideally 40 people to sit down. So 40 people or
floors. Okay.
On the floors are fine. You know, if it's uncomfortable, we'll bring a carpet along. Fitz, the leader here in Washington, always brings a big old carpet. In London, we bring cushions. And so it's, you know, more comfortable. You don't have to serve anything. It's BYOB at the vast majority of our concerts, both to help people save money, as well as it's just easier. No food is served. And so as a host, you just have to open your doors at about 7 o'clock, and people are gone by 10:30.
And how do people, what's the payment you talked about is past the hat? Does that?
The majority of our cities are past the hat, especially outside of the U.S. and the U.K. In the U.S. and the U.K., more recently, we've experimented, because we're doing so many, with ticketing on a pay-what-you-want basis.
How's that working?
And it's okay. It's tough to sustain it off of consistently saying pay what you want. Right. And I think over time, we're going to have to figure out the best way to make it sustainable. But the moment, the majority of money goes to making a video for the musicians who play that we pop up on our YouTube channel. We give it to them to use as they see fit.
So you pass the hat and 40 people. So yeah. So maybe there's $200 to $500 in the hat when a band walks out the door. Who gets the hat?
So, yeah, sure. So the... We've asked the bands what they want, and the vast majority of them want a video, because a lot of what we're doing is new music.
So you have video production teams associated? Wow.
In every city. In every single city, there's a professional audio engineer. There's up to 3 cameras on the night.
Wow.
It's edited afterwards at pretty high level.
And so a good sound engineer recording and all that stuff.
Yes, and so the money is going to support that effort. We do not pay the hosts. They get to come and have a secret gig in their living room and invite a few of their friends. And so it's going for that team. And then in areas like New York, where we're actually doing 2 of these a day, we need a staff.
Right.
So the vast majority of So Far, like myself, started doing it for fun as a hobby. Mm-hmm. But a few people now are full time. And so it's going to support paying them as a So Far career.
Right. So is it a percentage that gets taken off the hat, so to speak?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Are you for-profit or non-profit organization?
We are for-profit.
Right.
We're a long way from making a profit. But I didn't want to set it up as a charity, which is a difficult thing to sustain. So one day my dream is to keep doing this in a way that I can employ anyone who's interested in participating.
So if I wanted to see concerts... that were taken by So Far Sounds, are they all up on your site, or just the individual bands do what they will with it?
It's both, but the majority you can access through our site, through SoFarSounds.com, which will lead you to YouTube, not surprisingly. And you can learn what's going on at our YouTube channel, on Facebook.
You got a favorite if somebody was going to go to your site to pull out the, maybe one you've been to or one that seems to be well-loved?
So many to choose from. I quite like Rose Betts.
Okay.
So she's a bit like Regina Spektor. She's English, maybe in her early 20s. And like so many of us, you know, when you hear something you love, you just melt when you're listening to this woman sing. And we've toured her. We've got so many living rooms around the world. We've started touring bands. And,
oh, that's really interesting.
And yeah, we tour them. We're in the middle of a tour now on the East Coast. And the bands don't have to do anything. They don't have to get an audience. It's built in, whether it's D.C. or Boston or Providence.
Right. But they're not interested after the first or second time to get a video. So
they get a cut, but they also get a free tour.
Right.
Which is pretty, I'm told, I'm not an expert, but I'm told it's pretty unusual.
And their merch they sell, it's their money?
100%.
Sounds really cool. I'm going to be going to more So Far Sounds. If it's not in your area, contact Ray for the team that's up there. I'm sure there's a little button that says you want to host or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And I guess the other thing that you mentioned earlier, it's become a community. So people look for So Far when they travel.
So if I were to be going to a city I'm not normally there, I could just look up and see there is a show tomorrow in Chicago and I'd like to go.
Exactly. And you'll go and you'll sit in the living room. You'll meet Chicagoans in that case. The barriers are broken down from a usual gig.
Mm-hmm.
We had our first So Far marriage where two people met at So Far in Istanbul.
Awesome. I love that.
And then a year later, when they were traveling to Milan, he proposed in front of everyone at the So Far.
But I imagine in a big city, if it's a 40-person, 60-person living room, you're probably going to get 1,000 or 500 or something requests. So is it first come?
It's not first come. We try to keep it fair in that it's either randomized or percentage of people have never been and percentage of people who have been.
Hmm.
And those who have been before, we try to bias it towards people we think are really going to support the music.
Yeah.
You know, are they quiet on the night or focused?
Right.
Are they writing about it in some way or shouting about it
mm-hmm.
from the rooftop? This is about discovery of new music, and it's about helping these bands. That, aside from the focus, that's why we started it. We want to give them a boost. I remember when Bastille played the first time in a house in North London. You know, no one knew them. And as I say to all the bands, if you can get some audience participation, that would be great because it is magical when people sing along, not forced. And Dan, the lead singer, was like, what? You want people to do what? And I believe that was the first time anyone ever sang along to their song Pompeii. And you can see the video, it's online in our site. And it was incredible because I think everyone was surprised. The fans that didn't know the song, but all of a sudden were addicted to it. And the band like, they're singing along to our song. And it brought everyone together in this incredible community. And afterwards, you know, people were sharing the wine because it's bring your own and people meet. Great place for a date, apparently.
It's very open to friendship. And one of the things that I always love to see happening is that people who come to a show are connected in some way before they even know it. And if they just did have time to spend with other people in the room, they'll make a new friend. And I think that's invaluable as well. Thanks for doing this. And thanks for doing this in the bigger picture of bringing communities together around music. I love that.
No worries.
Perfect. Thanks, Rafe.
Yeah, no problem.
Rafe Offer. He's one of the founding members of So Far Sounds. You can find out more about So Far Sounds on our website or go to sofarsounds.com to find out how you can either host or go to one of their concerts. For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.
I was I'm beginning to be an optimist about this. you closed your eyes.